بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله بكم في السير من بارا first point which I came in mind is in this world you notice a country it can be only ruled by one person, it can't be by two people. And it's obvious that everyone knows that is true, that two people cannot run a country. One person can run the country. If two people run the country, what happens? There will be chaos. One fellow will say this, one fellow will say that. You know who to follow then? So Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْكَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. That in this world, if you have two Allahs, what happens? What happens? It will be chaos, disorder, disunity. So Allah Ta'ala says to them, the kuffar, they should say that Allah is only the Allah of the Asmans. And these people, they are the boots, you know, the worship, the idols, are the other for the world. But when it comes to problems, any calamities takes place, which takes place in the world, they forget the idols and who they speak to? Allah Ta'ala. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is showing them, this mother. How come you want to believe in this? But when you know this, it has no value at all. At the time of calamity, that time you run towards me. So it's so clear that Allah Ta'ala wants to say, لَوْكَانَ فِي مَا آنِهِ اللَّهُ. Then if you have two Allahs, what happens? Fasad. It's not true. So Allah money and father from this kuffar have got that in. When they suit them, fine, they accept it. They don't suit them. So that is one ayah that came in there. Another ayah came in this, but that one of the mawazin al-qist. On the day of Qiyamah, the justice of the scale of justice will become in front, the scale of justice. There is no such thing that you hide from anyone. You know, you can hide from here in this world, but there will be very open, apparent to everyone. And the scale will be there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your action will be weighed at that time. At that you know this month, you know, the thermometer for weather, it says you how much hot and cold. You can take that. Likewise, the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It tells exactly what your good deed and the bad deed. And Allah Ta'ala is maybe so, you know, if you look at it, that, you know, technology has brought about a lot of things you begin to understand. In 1 second, you see the whole world is recorded. 1 second. If one channel has been spoken to one place, the whole world at 1/10 can listen to it. Now listen, if you listen for us to listen, then how one thing can happen, how Allah Ta'ala can be in 1 second. Why don't we learn the lesson from these things? That one small thing, you know, you say that, no, the record, you know, the telephone, the cell phone, straight away, can get people at one time. So Farishtas can record at one time also. All your action can be. So everything, look at technology, Allah given them the technology that brings you one more near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand Allah. So that day, you know, like some people say, you know, oh, the police start writing your accounts, yeah, your deeds. It must have gone so much now, you can't even cope to it. But they don't understand this much that one person did say that. So someone told him very nicely that what, you went to school, yeah, I went to school. I went from class 1 right up to matric. He said, what you learned? He said, I learned this, I learned this, I praised himself. See, I made that thing in your brains. In your brain, will be that big by now. Bring that. So he had to keep quiet, you see. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will record everything. But the very most important thing that can even make your scale high is what? Kalima, la ilaha. La ilaha illallah. That kalima is sufficient, it's a very, very, it's very high. It has a lot of weight in it. That's why one person, you know, when he was, his action came in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has so much of bad deeds in him. But Allah tells him, I forgive you because of one thing only. The time when he put that one paper in front of him, in that scale, it overtook everything else. And what was in the scale? La ilaha illallah. So we must try to keep our zikr all the time, la ilaha illallah, all the time. That the barakah that Allah Ta'ala will give you. And you doubt iman, that's very important. So we must only have the fear that on the day of qiyamah Allah Ta'ala will take what? Action to do. So we must try to put our orders right. Everything act right in this world, try to keep away from all kinds of wrongs. So that the weight must overweight them. This is very important. Allah Ta'ala is giving us all these things for that on the day of qiyamah you cannot make an excuse. That I've given you all these things to remind you this is your position. You can do the best now if you want. Your eyes must open. Another ayat of Ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. This is a very great ayat. This is the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world only for one reason, and one is for the whole world. You must have blessing for the whole world. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. The favors Rasulullah has done for us is beyond. And remember this, but if Nabi Karim did not come to this world will not come to existence. This world came into existence because our Salakullah Nuri, that Allah Ta'ala created the first thing, the Nur of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything was because the blessing of Nabi Karim was the biggest blessing for the whole world, for the whole universe. How much of love we must have for him then? The love that you must have for Nabi Karim is beyond to that extent that everything you must have, the love must be only for him and Allah Ta'ala. As you have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your love for Nabi Karim of that kind. And the only way you can show the love is not through your zuban, it's through your actions. Through your actions. No matter what happens, you say that is the way of Rasulullah, so I'll do that. If I don't like it, I must do it. Your way must be the way. Your walking must be like him to be walked with humility. When you walk with humility, you know, people do not even make him out to. Until someone tells that is Rasulullah. That is way of life everywhere, sweeping to everywhere. People with humility, kindness, all those qualities must come into us. That's the love of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's the reason, Ahmad, because through him Allah Ta'ala said that if you will not, I have not created you, I will not create in the whole world. So how important it is to make our life just like him and have the true love. Everyone else love come afterwards. That's why he said, Umar radiallahu anhu, for him, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. He said, Umar, think very carefully. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. He said, think very carefully. Why is it? He said, the reason I'm telling you this much, that the moment you say you love me, you have to face the test now. When everything is found for you, it's very easy to say, I love you. When I take away everything from you, then you love me, then it's something to talk about. Then he told me so nicely, oh Umar, if you're saying that, wait for test, then wait for poverty. Because when a person, Allah gives everything to you, then everything is good, then you say, I love him. When he takes away everything from you, then you must say, I love Allah Ta'ala, or I love Rasulullah. Then you come. Allah must give you the true love of Allah. Sahabas had the love for Nabi Karim is beyond, we can't even talk of them too. We do not even have the no right, we have no right to talk bad one Sahabi too. Every Sahabi was the highest level of a buzuk in this world cannot reach the lowest state of a Sahabi too. Sahabi because that I saw Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That I saw Rasulullah, that I saw Nabi Karim doing wuzu, making wudu, doing the revelation came down the way they were present. And we cannot say that it was nice if we were in his time. Because if we were in his time, we don't know whether we'll do anything because the difficulties they underwent, the test they underwent is beyond, we can't do all of that. Allah Ta'ala created in the right time where he knows what is best for us. So we say how nice we came out in the era of the Sahabas. What do you know what should happen? Sahaba told himself what difficulty underwent, but the love was something else. So Nabi Karim was so kind to us, what he left this world. We are very fortunate in creating the Ummah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As fortune means now we become more closer to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, closer to him. Our life must be without Iman. Allah must keep us with Iman. And the last one that he explained is, Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqoo rabbakum inna zalzalatis saati shay'un. O people, Allah Ta'ala said, he started with it in the surah Inna Zalzalatis Saati, that the day of Jahannam, the day of Qiyamah is very severe. Very, very severe. Inna Zalzalatis Saati. In other words, that is not like the earthquake of the hour. In this world, the time when any part of one earthquake takes, what happens to you? Everyone will run away from that place. If they cannot, they don't know what's going to happen. Earthquake place where you see buildings breaking down, everything happening, thousands of people dying. There's only a small sign of that the Qiyamah that is. But just imagine in this in the world, if an earthquake takes place, the people run and the fear is there. Then Allah Ta'ala says on the earth, you know what I mean? When the earthquake, on the day of hour, in the time of Qiyamah, that takes place, what happens? Even the mothers will carry their babies. They will also, the load will fall out of them. The mothers will feed in the babies, they will leave the mothers alone too. The mother won't feed the babies too. And you find people drunk, but in fact they're not drunk. But they've been drunk in the punishment of Allah's fault. So Allah is reminding us all these things, so that our eyes was open. And small qiyamah taking place in this world, tsunami taking place, this taking place, people just wiped out 1 minute. Buildings and everything flung out, everything is gone. What lesson have we taken from there? In other Allah said in the Quran, says, in the zalzala, shame, adim, this zalzala, this earthquake of the hour of qiyamah, is a very severe one, punishment. Allah must protect us from that. So these are lessons from us that we take. Allah Ta'ala Muhammad and Tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna a'abidika wa shukrika. Allahumma ahsin aqiba. Muri kulli a'abidina. Rizm tanya. Wa ala faqiba wa sallam. Ya Allah, let come to the water. Ya Allah, you have not disgraced in this world, not this world, not this world. O Allah, I'm not telling you. There is no other two besides God. O Allah, forgive our sins. And whatever Allah will not be put in the wine, it's great, my God. Allah, in the same to us, the Prophet of the Father. Give us the same to what we are asked for. And whatever you ask not to give us, let us also keep away from you. Ya Allah, may you this world take us from Iman. Those people left this world on the friend of the Prophet of the Father. No. O Allah, a few days back in the month of Ramadan, you were barakat of Iman. Maghrib, let us give the tawfiq of them all the good deeds and be good and kind to our parents and their children. Wa sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam.